Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And to start on Virginia Tech football, we've got the voice of the Hokies, the great Bill Roth, with us. Bill, don't look now, but break up the boys. They've hung 38-23 in wins the last couple of weeks. They leveled up and beat NC State, going it back to their last outing, and now they've got Wake Forest coming to town to look to win three in a row here. What can you tell us about the 1 o'clock kick tomorrow in Blacksburg?
Well, the Hokies have never gone from 0-3 to 3-3, and that is an unusual occurrence, and that's what they'll try to do tomorrow. Big crowd is expected. It's homecoming. It'll be a near sellout if it's not completely sold out. But the big story for Tech is, guys, they're calling it Bully Ball now, because that is Terrion Stewart's nickname, Bully, and he ran for 174 yards, kind of a coming-out party down in Raleigh last week, and they're going to give him the ball a whole lot again tomorrow here against Wake Forest. He is a bruising physical running back who reminds a lot of people of Bashal Tootin, who played for us the last couple of years and is now at Jacksonville. He breaks tackles. He's hard to bring down. No one wants to get near him defensively. He's just a big, strong dude who's in his first year with Tech. And he hadn't been healthy in the first three or four games, but he played really, really well at NC State last Saturday night.
Well, that may be the answer here, Bill, but what is the key to making sure they beat Wake Forest before traveling to a good Georgia Tech team next week?
Yeah, you know, Wake really should have had Georgia Tech beat last week. Wake's got a new coach. Coach Dicker came from Washington State. He brought a bunch of guys with him. He's got a team that nearly pulled off the upset last week. They're pretty good against the pass, but they've struggled defensively this year against the run. So I would expect Philip Montgomery, the Hokies' interim head coach and offensive coordinator, to try to pound it tomorrow. The offensive line is getting a little bit better as well. So it would be really remarkable if the Hokies could win this thing. They'd be 2-0 in the ACC and back to 3-3 after what was a really opening 21 days with a coach firing and so many opt-outs. It would be pretty cool to see this team get back to 3-3, all things considered.
Bill, educate me on Philip Montgomery a little bit. The initial win over Wofford was kind of a scheduled W, so you make the change. You call the meeting, so to speak, before you play the team you should beat. But the NC State win was impressive to me. And if they come out and handle Wake and win decisively, you know, it's time to start giving the 53-year-old Texan some love here.
You know, he was the head coach at Tulsa for 8 years, but he made his name at Baylor. He was the offensive coordinator at Baylor when RG3 was there. And as you guys know, they put up some ridiculous number. They put up like video game offensive statistics at Baylor, running 110 plays and averaging like 600 yards a game. Well, he was the OC down there, and then he got a head coaching job after that. Did okay at Tulsa. They went to a couple of bowl games, but they decided to make a head coaching change. He was a offensive coordinator in Birmingham in that pro league, the UFL, last year, but he's got a lot of experience. He's been in the SEC. He's been in the Big 12. And our locker room has been really galvanized by his leadership skills. You know, he's got a deep Texas drawl, and he sounds like a Texas football coach, and that's what he is. He's from down there, and our guys have really bonded around him, and they've won two in a row since he's been named head coach.
What would it mean for that kind of a turnaround to end up, as you said, at 3-3, you know, kind of who knows next week at Georgia Tech, but a couple of, you know, make some hay games before the teeth of their schedule down the stretch, three ranked teams right now, Bill, in Florida State, Miami, Virginia. But what would it mean to have that kind of turnaround to be 500 and maybe even have a chance to have a winning record after that start?
Well, it says a lot about the guys on the team. I mean, anybody that can imagine you're 0-3 and your head coach gets fired and a bunch of your players including some key guys, decide to opt out, transfer, redshirt, and then the guys that stay win three games. I mean, that's pretty cool. I went back and did some research because it's hard to find. The team that I found that started 0-3 all time and then came back, at least in college football, and did well was in 1983. Penn State started 0-3 and finished 8-4-1. And it can be done. I mean, the odds are not with you to start 0-3 and have a good season, right? Everyone knows that. There's a reason that you're 0-3. But what that Penn State team did, it had great leadership. And I think that's what I did some research and read about that team in 83. I think this team kind of has it. I don't know that we got the roster, candidly, that Joe Paterno had back then, but we got some character guys on our team. So it's interesting. It's a different experience for sure for Tech fans, but they'll be here tomorrow. I think it'll be a really cool homecoming day and a homecoming for the team after last week's road win down at NC State when they take the field here tomorrow.
Bill, have a great call. We will be listening here on The Fan at 1 o'clock tomorrow. And take care of our guy, Toby Altizer. We know he's very high maintenance.
He's such a pain, Bill.
I understand now he's going over to Madrid with the Commanders. Is that unbelievable?
That's what the rumors are saying. I think he's flying on the charter. He's staying in the team hotel. I believe he and Jaden are sharing a room.
So, see, that's the difference. So he's going to Madrid. He's going to get some paella. He's going to dance in the streets. He's going to do that Spanish guitar. And we get to go to Tallahassee. So you see the winner there.
It's the same. It's the same.
Toby won, Bill Roth zero.
Exotic
on that
location.
One, I think. Yeah.
For sure. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Be good. We'll be listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.